stuffed with something like microwaved aluminium foil, dinted, charred and shorting with sparks. Must get out, I thought, throwing back the covers. Out! I pulled on jeans, boots and a jumper, scalded my mouth with burned coffee, and it was only when my frozen ancient Volkswagen and I were halfway down the A14 that I worked out where I was going and why. Out there, beyond the foggy windscreen and white lines, was the forest. The broken forest. That's where I was headed. To see goshawks. I knew it would be hard. Goshawks are hard. Have you ever seen a hawk catch a bird in your back garden? I've not, but I know it's happened. I've found evidence. Out on the patio flagstones sometimes, tiny fragments. A little insect-like songbird leg with a foot clenched tight where the sinews have pulled it, or, even more gruesomely, a disarticulated beak. A house sparrow beak top or bottom, a little conical bead of blushed gunmetal, slightly translucent, with a few faint maxillary feathers adhering to it. But maybe you have. Maybe you've glanced out of the window and seen there on the lawn a bloody great hawk murdering a pigeon, or a blackbird, or a magpie, and it looks the hugest, most impressive piece of wildness you've ever seen, like someone's tipped a snow leopard into your kitchen, and you find it eating the cat. I've had people rush up to me in the supermarket or in the library and say, eyes huge, I saw a hawk catch a bird in my back garden this morning. And I'm just about to open my mouth and say, sparrowhawk. And they say, I looked in the bird book. It was a goshawk. But it never is. The books don't work. When it's fighting a pigeon on your lawn, a hawk becomes much larger than life, and bird book illustrations never match the memory. Here's the sparrowhawk. It's grey, with a black and white barred front, yellow eyes, and a long tail. Next to it is the goshawk. This one is also grey, with a black and white barred front, yellow eyes, and a long tail. You think, You read the description. Sparrowhawk, 12 to 16 inches long. Goshawk, 19 to 24 inches. There. It was huge. It must be a goshawk. They look identical. Goshawks are bigger, that's all. Just bigger. No. In real life, goshawks resemble sparrowhawks the way leopards resemble house cats. Bigger, yes, but bulkier, bloodier, deadlier, scarier, and much, much harder to see. Birds of deep woodland, not gardens, they're the birdwatcher's dark grail. You might spend a week in a forest full of gosses and never see one, just traces of their presence. A sudden hush, followed by the calls of terrified woodland birds and a sense of something moving just beyond vision. Perhaps you'll find a half-eaten pigeon sprawled in a burst of white feathers on the forest floor. Or you might be lucky. Walking in a foggy ride at dawn, you'll turn your head and catch a split-second glimpse of a bird hurtling past and away, huge taloned feet held loosely clenched, eyes set on a distant target. A split second that stamps the image indelibly on your brain and leaves you hungry for more. Looking for goshawks is like looking for grace. It comes, but not often, and you don't get to say when or how. But you have a slightly better chance on still, clear mornings in early spring, because that's when goshawks eschew their world under the trees to court each other in the open sky. That was what I was hoping to see. I slammed the rusting door and set off with my binoculars through a forest washed pewter with frost. Pieces of this place had disappeared since I was last here. I found squares of wrecked ground, clear-cut, broken acres with torn roots and drying needles strewn in the sand. Clearings. That's what I needed. Slowly my brain righted itself into spaces unused for months. For so long I'd been living in libraries and college rooms, frowning at screens, marking essays, chasing down academic references. This was a different kind of hunt. Here I was a different animal. Have you ever watched a deer walking out from cover? They step, stop, and stay, motionless, nose to the air, looking and smelling. A nervous twitch might run down their flanks. And then, reassured that all is safe, they ankle their way.